There's all these ads out there, and they all proclaim that it's going to make you safe. Hackers are sitting in coffee houses, in airports, and everywhere else that you're going to go. So you really need to get a VPN. That crap is exactly that, most of it anyway. And I'm going to talk it here on the Insecurity Brief.
This is the Insecurity Brief podcast. It features tech news and analysis throughout the world. This podcast is made possible through advertising and listeners like you.
We need your help. Please subscribe. We know you are out there.
If you can't donate, please share this program. We depend on you.
You heard my opening statement about VPNs, and what are they really? What happens is, first, you get a piece of software or an app on your cell phone or on your computer, and you use it in order to change where you're at. The data inside the connection between you and the other place is generally encrypted. That's what makes a VPN valuable. And you can think of a VPN really as pretty much just a way or method of having a conversation between two points and nothing in between can see it. Now, a lot of these companies that are out there the entire thing turned upside down. First of all, the use of VPNs was really needed when we were on using the web and nothing was encrypted, meaning when you go to a website or you download your email, if you're looking at the network, literally anybody could see anything. But times changed. Most of the internet, most of the websites that you go to have an encryption routine on them. That's the HTTPS. What that means is that only that end and you can actually see what's on the screen. When you click on another page, the URL changes. That information is sent in clear text across the tunnel or across the network, so anybody can read that. So what happens when you have an ISP that's just really nosy? A lot of them are. And you're going to a website like Facebook and the page changes. The URL changes at the top. Or you go to Twitter and the URL changes. Well, they record the change. And it could be that this page has been cached somewhere, so they have a good idea of what's on it. And, I mean, most of the time, really, you know, you may have the false belief, who cares, that I'm being watched. Well, if you really don't care about being watched and you have a camera, reach out to me. I'd like access to your camera and we'll flip it on and I'll watch you all the time. In fact, it's not just me. I'll give a few of my friends, if you want to sign up and watch other people's cameras, we'll give them access too so that they can see everything that you're doing all the time. You see, these things are not okay, and I'm not really suggesting this. I'm spoofing you in a sort of way. But getting back to the VPN question. The VPN question is, do I need one? Most of the time, no, you don't. If you were working for a company and the company wants to give you access to the internal network, then yes, you do. If you're trying to avoid being known to social media because you've been a naughty boy or girl and posted things that social media didn't want you to post, well, some form of the truth that they didn't want to see, then you use a VPN, will they catch you? Well, this is the thing. Most of the social networks are in league with a lot of the VPN operators, and when you use a VPN, especially the commercial ones, the IP address that you come out at is actually known. So companies like the movie companies that that are providing service and know that a particular VPN manufacturer or provider is coming to their site is not unknown to them. They're right now, the MPAA is just in a waiting form because they want to see what happens with a few other court cases before they start suing the VPN providers for bypassing tariff rules. And the other is that there's not a political climate right now, and there will be, it could be at a turn of a hat. The thing is that these companies, although they're looking like they're ignoring the VPNs or allowing the VPNs, they're really not. They know what's going on. It's just whether or not they have time and there's a profit motive involved. So getting back to VPNs, what good are they? If you're going to do it on social media, let me, and you think that your ISP is who you're worried about, the ISP is just one layer of the cookie stream. You see, like Google, Facebook, Twitter, these companies all share information, and I don't mean just a little bit of information. If you've been a threat on their platform, they actually know exactly who you are and have the company has alerted the other two as to who you are. And they're pretty much watching what your activity is. They may be watching your activity all the way to through the ISP, because some of the ISP providers are very much in partnership with Facebook, Google. And look, Amazon is trying to be an ISP. They've got their satellite system that'll be coming online. Google's got their system coming online. That's to compete with the cable companies, because, and it's not just to provide you service, this is to spy on every aspect of your life. If you don't think so, you're just naive. That's all there is to it. I'm not going to convince you. But that's the subtle truth of it. Because in the United States, we don't have any personal security rules. And these companies just steal data. I mean, I'm not going to beat that drum anymore on this one. But getting back to the VPN stuff is this. If you want to be in a VPN and have a VPN that is a secure one, then what I'd suggest that you get is a device that allows you to put like one of the so-called firewall routers that are out there with VPN service. There's some commercial ones. I'll give a link in a couple links in the show notes. And what you can do is set those up across town, send it to your neighbor, your distant relative that's tech savvy, so that you can use their network if it's okay with them. And then you can use the VPN bouncing off of their ISP. Now, the ISP may be blocking that activity, and you might have to get around the block there. But once you're around that, that's really anonymous, because the only ones that really are looking for that activity right now is nobody. So what I'm getting at is, if you want to get on social media, that's one method of getting around the IP blocks, because the way it works, the way most of the internet works, is that there are IP addresses, a single IP address, actually two IP addresses at this point, IPv6 and IPv4. I'm not going to go into the difference in them, but one is a really long number, one's a relatively short number, and the reason that we're going to the really long number is that we ran out of really short numbers. That's the way it goes. So anyway, you've got one of each of these, presumably delivered to your house. And then you have a magic little box that routes traffic so that your inside IP address, you can have up to 254 different devices in your network. Another, or you can have more than that if you want. And actually, we're getting to the point that fairly soon a large family is going to run out of IP addresses on the inside and start having to use IPv6 on the inside. Kind of scary but funny, but all the light bulbs that each get an independent IP address, and the stove and the iron and the bed and everything gets its own IP on the inside, you'll find out that you're racking up IPs pretty quick. So again, about the VPN services, most of the VPNs that are out there are set up to capture what your traffic is. When you connect to a website, there used to be an old tracking method. A lot of people, you heard about this, it's called cookies. And then there were web beacons. Cookies are a little file that gets put on your computer, and there have been all these people that just didn't understand the internet talking about the dangers of tracking cookies. Yes, tracking cookies is an old technique. It's not really used that much anymore, but what it is they put a file on your computer, then when you visit a website, and it's got an embedded ad. Advertising, by the way, is where most of this shit comes from. The marketing companies are some of the worst offenders. So when you visit a website and you've got an ad embedded into a web page, that ad can actually is part of that web page. So that web page has permission to the cookies that the web page saved. So when you go to another web page, the computer automatically that's got that same embed will look and see if the same cookie is there. Then it knows that the cookie moved from point website A to website B to website C. That process broke because there were so many web pages on the internet. And this is another point. When you go out and you search and you find these expert sites or the aggregating sites, the sites that have, you know, like reposts of other people's sites, a lot of these are owned by tracking companies and were placed there just to find out what you click on. So there are some block lists and there are some plugins that you can put on your device that help to block some of that activity. But the newest method, when you use a VPN, by the way, and you click on something that's got a web beacon or a cookie, they're grabbing the IP address that's really out on the internet. They don't know what your internal IP address is. Well, they might know the inside of your house IP, the 192 or the 10 address or whatever scheme you're using, but they don't know necessarily the outside IP address because you've hooked that device through a VPN. But the VPN, if they're in partner with these other companies, which many of them are, they just hand the logs over to know that you went to their, you know, 2 days later or whatever, they update their log data. So how they get around this is that there's a lot of people that use VPN services out there. So to get around this, the porn industry was having a problem with little kids going on to their website and somebody using their parents' credit card and then sharing the account with all their buddies in the school. So the porn operators, they feel like they've been damaged because they could have gotten the entire fifth grade class instead of just the one that had access to the credit card. So, and yes, they very well know this. If you go out to, I think it's Pornhub, and you look, they sell applets to keep parents from knowing that they've got it on their Xbox or on their PlayStation or any number of video game systems. They're just nasty. The company is just nasty in itself. So what they do is they have a thing. It's called palette snooping. And what palette snooping does is it actually, or palette fingerprinting, what it actually does is it fingerprints the device. So the device has a calculatable ID number that is then verifiable. In other words, that you can go to site number one and your ID is, and then go to site number two and site number two knows that your ID is, therefore it is you. This process works through VPN. So even though you've gone through a VPN with a different credential, and instead of being Karen, you're now John, and that's what you're typing in, they actually know that Karen belongs to that computer because of the ID. Or it could be that John and Karen live in the same build, in the same house, and share the same internet. And the other records will figure that part of it out. So is there a commercial VPN that is reliable and secure and isn't going to sell your records? Well, there's a few of them out there that proclaim that. I haven't seen this. And the other side of it is that some of these companies and executives a while back got in trouble because they were selling the activities of people and spying on people to foreign governments. The State Department went after them. So I don't recommend using any of them besides what I described to you, which is buying your own VPN solution and sharing it from your relative's house. I mean, that's really seems to be, and by the way, we're coming up on a holiday this week, so that seems to be probably a good timing that you could go over their house and talk about putting in a VPN. Anyway, I'm Tripp. You have a great rest of the day. Until next time.